You are about to receive a phone call from a correctional facility. Your conversation will be recorded and may be monitored. If you do not wish to receive this call, please hang up now.
This call is originating from the Macquarie Correctional Center.
Hello? How's the little aqueduct? Yes, yes, very much all good, but just wanted to check in with you. I got to give you the account details for the Wells Fargo and bank numbers and all that. Hot water bill, yeah. Right. Yeah, he's had many, many, many letters from Sydney Water. So I'll run into that secondary, I guess. Is Isabel there? Can I say hello to her? Yeah, I do now. I didn't before, but I'll go through that. There's a whole thing I've got to go through with you for that. So. But maybe you guys can book in. Well, you got to make a decision of which way you want to go. But I wanted to see if you could book a visit at some time for Isabel, like on the tablet, so I can see her. Miss Catherine, how are you? Miss St. Isabel Catherine Onley, hey? Uh-huh. You got to do your confirmation. How was that? Was it beautiful? Long day, though, huh? But all good? Did it do the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and His body of Christ, all that, yeah? Oh, wow, the Archbishop, that's massive. That's awesome. Good job. Are you going to do Lent and all the different Catholic ceremonies now, are you? You love what? Yeah, there's no burgers in Lent. No. No burgers for Lent. You like burgers still? You probably I do an only with the lot here in jail. Everybody loves my homemade burgers. I make the burgers and the mincemeat patties here in jail. I make my own ones. Yeah, make a big double stack burger, melted cheese, onion, capsicum, egg, ham, beetroot, lettuce with barbecue sauce, mayonnaise, yummy. It's on bread, no buns. We don't have buns here. But not as good, not as good. This jail doesn't have buns for some reason, I don't know why. It's mincemeat. Of a mysterious origin. Mystery meat it is. Part cow, part who knows what it came from. And how's the school going? How's your friends? What are you studying now? What classes do you do? Ah, lovely. How's the music coming along? I didn't tell you Daddy's learning to play guitar. I learned my first song. Yeah, I can play Fast Cars by Tracy Chapman. No, no. I don't have your talent, mate. I've only been playing for a few weeks, so early days, early days. Yeah, you know, give it time, I'll get better. Yeah, I can do pretty much anything, that's for sure. So, I do. Music's something I've never done since I was a little boy, since I played violin when I was little, so. It's been a long time ago, Daddy, was a long, long, long time ago. So I've learned to read tabs and sheet music and the notes, and yeah, getting better at it. Getting better. So miss you, mate. Do you like the? I gave you those bracelets. Yeah, you got those. Do you wear any of them, or are they too young for you now? Not the style. Can't wear jewelry to school, okay. Not even a cross or nothing, huh? You what, sorry? Oh, okay. And do you wear plaits to school or a ponytail? What do you? Oh, wow. Does Mummy do your hair or do you do it yourself? Awesome. So you can do a little bit yourself now, hey? What was that? Sorry. Yeah, right. Are you one of the only blonde kids at school, or is there lots of other girls who are blonde? Yeah. Not many, huh? And you got good friends there now? You happy with your friends there? What about boys? Any boys as friends? Sort of. Ones that are good. Are you eating? Yes, I thought you were. That hungry, you can't even just talk to Daddy for 5 minutes without chomp, 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 chomp. You weren't? Yeah, you come back when you finish food. Trying to eat and talk to Daddy. What's going on here, eh? Of course it is. Like, what the frick are you doing eating while you're trying to talk to me? Yeah. Well, it's not stressful, but you need to. I'm going to tell you what your options are, and you can make the decision of what you want to do. Yeah, yeah. Like, I'll tell you what your options are, and then you tell me what you want to do. Okay? I'm not going to tell you what to do. You can make your own decision. So what had happened is Gary's business had been surviving off the money I gave him for the property, and I'd overpaid him $31,000 without me knowing it until I found out, because Michelle hadn't picked up the phone for a month. So when I found out, I put a stop to it. Because he was texting her and she was paying him. So I had a go at him and said, mate, you went behind my back and you didn't tell me that you were getting paid that, and you should have cut this at the 106,000 I owed you, not the 145,000 we're now in the hole for. So he's agreed that that's okay. We'll secure the money against the property, so it's not lost. What had happened is he'd put it into the business and then put it as a business loan. I said, well, I'm not interested in that. I'm only interested in the property. So you know, if you want to lend it to the business, that's fine, but I'm not lending to that company. I'll lend to you the property, because the property is what I've invested in. So he's cool with that, and we're proceeding with typing out a loan agreement for him for that one. And the caveat's getting lodged hopefully this week or next couple of days. Michelle might have already done it, but just got to chase her to get that lodged, and then I'm secured on the property. Anyway, don't want to get into that. Anyway, so I'll run you through. So he's burning money at $2,000 a week in that business for $1,000 a week in, $1,500 a week in sales. He's confident that he can turn this around, and I'm saying, yes, you can, but it'll take you longer than you think. He's wanting more money to do that, and obviously he's leaning on me to give him that money. I said to him, well, I'll explain to you the options. Option one is I lend more money, put it against the property, eventually I'll earn the equity in that property. The property's gone up in value $70,000 since last year, and we'll probably go up another 70 or 80 grand again next year. No, let me just go through everything first. I'll go through everything and then you can ask the question. So he's now wanting me to lend him more money and secure against the property. If not, he doesn't have the money to keep operating and pay the rent. He's then wanting to sell the property. So I'm saying to him, well, I said that's not an option for me. I'd rather not do that. So the options are to fund the business, of which he then gets the turnover up to then be able to support a wage for you to then support the rent. I'll call you back. It's about to buzz out. Okay.